Content warning. This article contains material that some might find distressing. Saskatoon. One of the patients whose case is the subject of a complaint against an Estevan doctor took the stand Monday on the first day of the disciplinary hearing for Dr. Mehdi Hori, medical practitioner, at the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Saskatchewan, CPSS. At the start of the hearing, Hori's legal counsel, David Thera, said Hori is not admitting to the charges, i.e., the charges are contested. The CPSS has charged Hori with the following 13 charges. 1. Performing a surgical procedure in regard to patient number 1 without adequate prior investigation and or without obtaining an opinion from a surgeon, and or thereby did not maintain the standard of practice of the profession. 2. Performing a surgical procedure in an office setting unsuited for the procedure and or not applying sufficient clinical knowledge or surgical skill to the performance of the procedure, and or therefore not maintaining the standard of practice of the profession. 3. Not obtaining informed consent for the surgical procedure performed on patient number 1 and or therefore not maintaining the standard of practice of the profession. 4. Not providing adequate postoperative instructions and timely postoperative care to patient number 1 and or therefore not maintaining the standard of practice of the profession. 5. Not having a chaperone present during a procedure with female patient number 1, contrary to Hori's 2018 undertaking with the college. 6. Altering medical records related to patient number 1 after becoming aware of a college investigation into his conduct with that patient. 7. Not having a chaperone present during an encounter with female patient number 2, contrary to his 2018 undertaking with the college. 8. Altering medical records related to patient number 2 after becoming aware of a college investigation into his conduct with that patient. 9. Inappropriately touching and/or making comments on a female patient's genitals during an examination. 10. Altering medical records related to patient number 3 after becoming aware of a college investigation into his conduct with that patient. 11. Harassing and/or encouraging a potential witness in a college investigation into his conduct to provide false information. The evidence, according to the CPSS, that will be provided in support of this charge will include one or more of the following. On or about December 24, 2022, Hori had been advised that the college was investigating his conduct and that a potential interim suspension of his ability to practice would be considered. In a text message conversation on or about December 24, 2022, he told a potential witness to the investigation that, "All they need to hear is that I see my female patients with a chaperone. That's it and that's all." After further conversation by text message, the potential witness asked him, "So lie?" And he responded, "Yes, this is not the time to think about integrity." On or about December 27, 2022, Hori sent the potential witness information from his lawyer indicating that he may be suspended by the college, then asked the potential witness whether they still think these people deserve honesty. 12. Failing to maintain appropriate medical records for patients number 1, 2 and or 3. 13. Between 2018 and 2023 inclusive, having encounters with female patients without a chaperone present, contrary to his 2018 undertaking with the college. Hori was originally facing 14 charges but one charge was withdrawn. Practicing under restrictions. Hori restarted his practice on January 1, 2024. After being suspended for 2 months for breaching an undertaking by seeing a female patient on March 20, 2023, without a chaperone, and further breaching the undertaking by not reporting the initial breach to the CPSS. His status with the CPSS is currently listed as on the register, which means he has not been suspended. Hori's history of unprofessional conduct dates back more than a decade with cases in Ontario and Estevan. Brian Salt, Associate Registrar for the CPSS, said if a physician is found guilty of unprofessional conduct, or admits unprofessional conduct, the penalty imposed would reflect the seriousness of the conduct. He also pointed out Hori is practicing under significant restrictions, including the requirement that there be a practice monitor in place for all interactions with female patients. The requirements include prior approval of the practice monitor by the college, which is only granted after the practice monitor meets with a college official and has signed an undertaking with the college related to her role. Female patients are required to sign a consent before meeting with Hori. The patient record for each encounter with a female patient will include the name of the practice monitor. Hori is required to post a sign in his clinic advising patients of the chaperone requirement. Practice monitors must report regularly to the college. He is also subject to a requirement that he not perform any invasive procedures which involve a scalpel or stitches in his office. He also cannot provide propofol to any patient. The hearing continues on Tuesday. With files from Estevan Mercury staff.